الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, every nation has its holidays and celebrations, holidays that come by year after year. Every nation's holidays are based upon their beliefs and their character and their philosophy of life. There are many holidays that people celebrate that are based upon the ideas of men, that are based upon the philosophies of people. These are the holidays that we find amongst the non-Muslims, far away from any divine revelation. But for us in Islam, Allah has legislated and sent down the Eid of the Muslims. Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Al-Quran al-Kareem, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran al-Kareem that for every nation we have given them holidays. But for us, for the Sharia of Islam, our holidays were revealed. They follow the most important arkan of Islam. The rukn of Hajj, the ibadah of Hajj, the Eid of Al-Adha, the Eid that we're celebrating today, it follows the most important pillar of the Hajj, the standing of Arafah. And the other Eid, the Eid al-Fitr that we celebrate, it follows the great pillar of the fasting of the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he came to Medina, he found that the people were celebrating and having festivities on certain days of the year. So the Prophet ﷺ, he told them, he said, Allah has given you better than these holidays. Allah has sent down for you from the heavens holidays to celebrate. So we see, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that the celebration of Muslims of the Eid al-Adha is something that was divinely legislated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Eid al-Adha that we celebrate today is on the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, a day after the standing of the pilgrims in Arafah, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gathering together. But out of Allah's mercy, when certain of His worshippers are not able to perform the Hajj, He has given us an alternative. The standing of Arafah was the gathering of the believers there in Mecca. And the coming together of us today is the gathering of the believers right here in our cities and lands far away from Mecca. Allah, out of His mercy, He grants acts of worship for people in all times and places. When we were not able to stand on Arafah with all of the pilgrims, then He granted us the fasting of the day of Arafah and the forgiveness of 2 years of sins. So we see, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these acts of worship that Allah has given us is to enable us to become closer to Him, to enable us to become closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And His goodness is always there for us But it is upon us to seek. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Seek after the good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Muslims, all of the days of the Eid, they have great wisdom, they have hikmah, they have secrets. Certainly the gathering of the Muslims on the day of Eid is a great manifestation of the worship of Allah. But also there are meanings that are within the gathering of the day of Eid, which is what I would like to speak to you about. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest meaning of the day of Eid is the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The monotheistic belief and worship of Allah alone, with no partners, with no deities besides Him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what we recited in the Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, in the Eid prayer and in other prayers. This is the primary foundation, Tawheed. You alone do we worship, O Allah. And you alone do we seek help from, O Allah. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity whom we love, or we trust in, or we have hope in, or we fear, or we call on, or we take oath by, or that we give sacrifice to, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true meaning of Tawheed, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. And this is the most important pillar, or the most important wisdom behind the Eid gathering. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one who reflects upon history, they see that the religions or the ways of life that went past, the first corruption that came into the religion was in the Tawheed of Allah. The first corruption came in the Tawheed of Allah, and then other acts of worship came after that. So the Tawheed of Allah is what we must hold on to, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. And we see that the foundation of this religion is that we single out Allah for all acts of worship. We single out Allah for all acts of worship. This is the oath that we have given to Allah when we were in the world of the arwah, when Allah said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, and all of us, we said, بَلَى. We acknowledge the wahdaniyah, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, every surah of the Qur'an speaks of tawheed of Allah, either by talking about worship of Allah, or the reward for the muwahideen, those who unify their worship of Allah, and the punishment of those who go away from the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the beginning of Islam and the end of it and all of it is based on Tawheed. Everything else is branches, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. Everything else are branches of Tawheed. And it is Tawheed that we must learn and hold on to. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Mu'az ibn Jabal, he said, the right of Allah upon creation is to worship Him alone with no partners. And then he said, and do you know what the right of the creation is on Allah? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the right of the creation on Allah is that He does not punish them if they do not make partners with Him. What a good news for the believers, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. And from the other meanings, from another meaning of the Eid al-Adha, is the learning of obedience to the Prophet. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And what does Muhammadur Rasulullah mean? What it means is that we follow everything He commanded. What it means is that we stay away from everything He forbade. What it means is that we believe everything He taught us of the unseen matters. What it means is that we love Him, we follow in His footsteps, and we worship Allah only through the ways that He taught us. This is what Muhammadur Rasulullah means, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah says, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and obey the messenger. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the wisdoms of the Eid is the establishment of the Salatul Eid, for which we have gathered together today. The wisdom of gathering the believers today for the day of Eid, so that all of the believers may share in the blessings that descend on this day. All of the believers may be in the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, that descends upon those who are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These believers, they come together in humbleness to show their poverty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show their need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of you, O Allah. We have come here to seek your mercy and forgiveness. Beloved brothers and sisters, on this day of Eid, even the young women, the elderly women, those who were ill or in their menses, all of them are commanded to come forth and share in this blessing, in this dua. Umm Atiyah, may Allah be pleased with her, she said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded all of the women, even the girls, the young women who were in their homes and seclusion, to come out, and for the women in their menses to come, for the women who are old, for the young children, for all of them to come out to witness the blessings of this day, to share in the dua of this day, to share in the mercy that Allah will descend upon His servants on this day. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this was narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the blessings and from the wisdom of this noble day, is that the believers come together, they visit one another, they exchange visits and handshakes and greetings. They greet one another, and so the love comes between their hearts. From the blessings of this day is that the believers come together sharing their joy, and they leave behind the hatred and the ill feelings that the shaitan puts in their hearts. And this is one of the most important aspects of this day, beloved brothers and sisters. We see that there is nothing that joins the believers together other than the tawheed of Allah, other than the taqwa of Allah. We see how all people from all walks of life have come together on this day in order to celebrate the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a sign, a manifest sign, that if we can come together in body, we can come together in spirit on the haqq, on the tawheed of Allah, on Islam. We can come together, we can come together hand in hand in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing separates the believers more than following their desires, following the desires and the vain hope, the vain desires of this world, the shahawat. Because the shahawat are many and different, but the haqq is one. The haqq is what will bring us together, but following the desires is what takes the believers apart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And He said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. This nation, this community of yours is one. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to have love for one another. And he said that the example of this ummah is like that of a body, one body. If one part of the body hurts, the whole body becomes feverish, becomes ill. And so we love one another and we feel each other's pain. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ الصَّغِيرِ وَيُوقِرَ الْكَبِيرِ. He is not from us who does not have mercy on the young and respect the elders. This is to teach us love for one another. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, love for the sake of Allah is one of the most foundational teachings of Islam. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, you shall not enter Jannah until you believe. And you will not believe until you love one another. And then he said, can I tell you what will cause you to love one another? He said to spread salam between each other, to give salam to your brother, the ones you know, and those who you do not know. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the best person is kullu mahmum al-qalb suduq al-lisan. The best person in the sight of Allah is the one who has a pure heart and a truthful tongue. The Sahaba, they said, what does it mean to have a peaceful heart? He said, every pure heart that has taqwa of Allah, and it is free from rebelliousness, and it is free from hatred, and it is free from jealousy. This is the heart of a person who is the best of humanity. So we must strive, we must make mujahada of our nafus, in order to remove the hatred, to remove the ill feelings that we have towards our brothers in Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, ibadullah, from the purposes and the great noble aims of Eid, is that we see and accept and learn the Sharia of Islam in person from generation to generation. Those who come to the Eid and the khutbah of the Eid, they hear Islam in real life. The young and the old, male and female, they come and they learn the Sharia of Allah, so that the last of our generations will be like the first, so that the religion of Islam will self-propagate and continue to the future, so that there will be a continuous chain of learning from one generation to the next. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the noble aim of Eid, is that it ties us to our noble history. It ties us to our great history, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, to Ibrahim al-Khalil, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see that we learn from the Eid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent every Nabi with acts of worship. And we learn and remember Ibrahim alayhi salam. We remember his sacrifice. We remember Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is this sacrifice that we're doing? He said, this is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim. And then the Sahabi, they said, what is our reward if we have the sacrifice? He said, for every hair, you will receive an udder. So we are following, we are tying ourselves to our father Ibrahim alayhi salam. We are tying ourselves to our noble history. Yet the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must remember, it abrogated the previous religions and sharia. With the coming of Islam, no other religion is accepted by Allah. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. The religion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there is no anybody who hears of me and rejects me then and does not believe in me, then he will not be of those who are saved. They will be of the fire. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we also learn about the sacrifice that Ibrahim made of his beloved son. His eldest son, as the ulama say, Ismail alayhi salam, he loved him more than anything else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to sacrifice what he loved. And Ibrahim submitted completely, and he had patience. And his son submitted completely, and he had patience. And when Ibrahim held the knife, and he was about to fulfill the command of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave him a ram to sacrifice in place. O Ibrahim, you fulfilled the dream, you fulfilled the command that Allah called you to. You showed, you passed the test, the ibtila, and you proved that you love Allah more than anything else, and you have no love that will take away from your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وسائر المرسلين Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must remember on this day, As-salah, as-salatu as-salah, the prayer, the pillar of this religion. The prayer is the foundation of the deen, the most important act of worship. Without it, a believer cannot believe. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Al-ahdu baynana wa baynahum as-salah. Man tarakahu faqad kafar." The pact between us and them is the salah. Whoever leaves it, then he has disbelieved. The prayer, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is the first act of worship. The first thing that you shall be asked about, that I shall be asked about, on the Day of Judgment. And do you know that if our prayer is accepted, then Allah will look at our other deeds. But if our prayer is rejected, Allah will not even look at our other deeds. Allah will not even look towards our other deeds. The salah is the first and primary and foundational pillar of this religion. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and also the zakah, charity. Allah has blessed all of us. Allah has given us great wealth, and He only asks that we give a little to save our wealth from perishing, to help the poor, to help those in need, that we give to save or purify our own souls. We must give zakah to purify ourselves. It is us, first and foremost, who benefit from the zakah. And also the fast of Ramadan. We must all be eager to fast and make the Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, be mindful of being dutiful to your parents and take care of the orphans. And also beware of cutting off ties of kinship, for certainly the punishment will come in this world before the next. And those who are dutiful to their parents, they will find their reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, guard the rights of your neighbor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "He does not believe whose neighbor is not safe from his harm. He does not believe whose neighbor does not feel safe from his harm." لا يؤمن من لم يأمن جاره بوائقه. If your neighbor is fearful of you, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that our faith is not complete. So we must be kind to the rights of our neighbors and open our hearts and our doors to them and teach them about Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must command to good and forbid evil, for these are the pillars that will give Islam its light. We must call one another to goodness and warn one another of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should always stay away from acts of shirk, calling on the grave, calling on the Prophet, calling on the saints. These are matters that we were warned about, and they will cause one to lose all of their good deeds. Allah says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ The houses of Allah are for Allah alone. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ Beloved brothers and sisters, stay away from spilling innocent blood. The Prophet ﷺ, he warned us that a person will be safe in his religion as long as he does not spill innocent blood. And Allah has sanctified life, so let us hold it to be sanctified. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, stay away from zina, stay away from adultery and fornication. They are great sins that will cause great harm to the ummah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, stay away from the actions of the people of Lut. Be warned of their actions, and those of the women who act as the people of Lut. This is a great evil. This is a great khabith, a great filthy act that is worse than zina. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must be mindful to always stay away from alcohol and intoxicants and drugs and smoking. All of these things harm the mind. They harm one's heart and one's character. They destroy one's body. And they cause one to forget about his future and planning. They are great harmful things. The Prophet ﷺ, he warned, whoever drinks intoxicants, then Allah will cause him to drink from the khabal. He said, what is the khabal? He said, it is the sweat of the people of the fire. May Allah save us all from that. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and beware of backbiting and slandering. Liba and namima. These are actions of a small muscle of the tongue, but they are great, major sins in the sight of Allah. Beware of spreading riba about others. Riba is saying ill of another, which he doesn't like, even if it's true. In fact, riba is when somebody says something about another behind his back, even if it's true. This is riba. If it's not true, then it's called buhtan, even much more graver sin. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يدخل الجنة القتات. The qattat is the one who spreads slander and calumny amongst people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Allah says, Inna hadha sirati mustaqima, fattabi'uhu, wa la tattabi'u al-subul, fatafarraka bikum an sabili, dhalikum wassakum bihi, la'allakum tattaqoon. This is my way, a path that is straight. So follow it, and do not follow other ways that will mislead you from the path. This you have been advised with, in order that you obtain piety. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, raise your hands. Perhaps Allah will answer our du'a at this blessed moment. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقها في الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير مغاليقا للشر واجري الخير على أيدينا اللهم أصلح شبابنا ونساءنا وأنفسنا يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا أرنا اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم فقهنا في الدين وارحمنا ووالدينا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله I wish you all a happy Eid Eid Mubarak كل عام وأنتم بخير Eid Sa'id May Allah give you all much happiness and goodness and جزاكم الله خيرا
الله أكبر
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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله
الله أكبر.
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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا حديث غاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسقى جسم ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله عذابا أكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.